Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in-depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is the mayor of Waco, Kyle Deaver. Mayor Deaver was elected as mayor in 2016 after serving for 4 years on the Waco City Council. A Baylor grad, attorney, and businessman, Mayor Deaver has a long history of service to the community through a variety of boards and commissions, ranging from the Cameron Park Zoological Society and the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce to schools like Vanguard College Preparatory Academy and St. Paul's Episcopal Day School. He received his bachelor's in business from Baylor in 1986 and graduated from Baylor Law School in 1993, eventually forming the law firm of Deaver & Deaver with his brother, John. Earlier this year, he accepted the Baylor Founders Medal on behalf of the city of Waco, awarded to honor the decades-long support and partnership between the university and its home city. Mayor Kyle Deaver with us today on the program. Mayor Deaver, welcome. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you, Derek. I really appreciate you having me here and having the chance to talk to you about the relationship between Baylor and Waco.
Well, we do have the distinct first. You are the first guest on the program who is not either a full-time Baylor employee or board member. So we're okay. Breaking the mold a little bit.
You
this
are.
Is good. But a Baylor grad, a long history between yourself and Baylor. We're excited to learn more about that today during our time together.
Well, thanks. I actually listened to the last podcast you did about the rebranding of Baylor, and I'm wearing a Baylor shirt. I hope I'm wearing the right colors.
Baylor shirt. You got the right colors? Yeah, brand compliant.
All right,
people will be happy for that. Yes,
very
sir.
Good.
Well, let's talk. Let's just start off with this spring. The city of Waco was awarded the Founders Medal. Often goes to individuals or families, but in this case, to the city of Waco. A unique way to approach that. What did it mean to you to be able to be a part of accepting that for the city as a whole, kind of representing work that even goes beyond before your time as mayor?
Sure, sure. Well, as a Baylor grad and my parents were Baylor grads, my grandparents were Baylor grads, and my kids are Baylor grads. So, you know, Baylor runs pretty deep in our family. And so from that standpoint, it gave me a lot of pride. And I think it was a recognition of the work that's been done over the last, you know, since Baylor came to Waco, and particularly over the last many years, to try to partner on issues and to work together to raise the level of both the university and the city. And, you know, we started work about 4 years ago on a concept called Anchor Institutions, which we had meetings monthly between the president of the university and our staff and his staff, and then Linda and her staff, and then with the mayor and staff from the city, and just talked about ways that we can work together. And I think that probably raised the level of recognition of how important each of us are to the other. I probably said that wrong, and my mom will correct me. I think it was each of us is to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, you know, Baylor and Waco are just inextricably tied. And when Baylor does well, Waco does well, and vice versa. And so I think the work that's been done there, it was just really nice to have Baylor recognize how important that's been to both the university and the city.
When you think of the relationship and the impact a positive relationship can have on a community between it and that anchor institution, what are some of those overarching ways you envision that, and that you've been able to see that in your 4 years as mayor really elevate both?
Well, I think, you know, it depends on the anchor institution. Typically, universities are seen as anchor institutions and hospitals are seen as anchor institutions. And so in the case of Baylor, obviously all the volunteerism that is the students want to do, combined with the research aspects that are available at the university, are two examples of things that can be done. But also in the realm of economic development, things like the BRIC, which the Baylor Research Collaborative, you know, there are just so many ways that the city and the university can work together to help raise the quality of life in the city, and raise the institution's status in terms of moving towards its R1 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's kind of not a vicious circle, but a cycle that can continue to grow and build. And I think we're starting to see that, and it's exciting. You look around Waco and you feel the energy, and a big part of that is Baylor.
We are visiting with the mayor of Waco, Kyle Deaver, on the program. And Mayor Deaver, you mentioned those R1 aspirations and, you know, obviously an increased research portfolio and elevating Baylor's academic status could bring some things to the city, to our community. What does, when you heard about that those R1 aspirations and trying to become Tier 1, what did that mean to you as mayor?
Well, I think it's really exciting. I do think it brings a whole new level of economic opportunity to our city. We recently visited Durham and saw what Duke was able to do there in that community. And the interaction between the city of Durham and the university was really, really impressive, and something I think we can build towards as we, you know, we've got a great foundation laid here in the relationship between Baylor and Waco, and we've just got nothing but opportunity ahead.
There have been people in the community, you know, certain mayors past and people at Baylor working together. You know, you've got that a little bit of that barrier, I-35, right, between
sure.
campus and the majority of the city now. Right now that that barrier is a little bit torn up right now,
yeah,
and
is.
Will be for a little bit, but people are, yourself included today, finding their ways around that. But as we think about that, what are some of the ways you mentioned service and certainly just working with Baylor that maybe you've seen that, whether you have that physical or psychological barrier broken down a little bit?
Well, let's start with the physical barrier. One of the great things that is going to happen at the end of this construction process, which is going to be about three and a half more years of work on the interstate, the pedestrian walkways underneath University Parks, 4th and 5th, and at 12th Street, are going to be really enhanced to make them more pedestrian friendly, make them feel safe, make them more walkable. And so, you know, those areas get used quite a bit now, but it's a little bit dicey walking through there as it is now. And so we're excited there's going to be some really interesting lighting underneath there at night. So just from a physical standpoint, that barrier will be softened. I think when Baylor put its School of Social Work downtown, that was a really meaningful move, and they have filled that building up, and it's great to have Baylor students and faculty working in downtown Waco. Beyond that, I just think downtown is becoming more of a destination for both faculty and students, and so I think the barrier of I-35, I think, is just starting to, once this construction is finished, it'll be so much better.
Look, I've seen some of those renderings of what it might look like when it's all done. It's very attractive,
big time. That's
right. Big time feel.
Yep, it is. Very different. It will sort of go along with the way that the bridge lighting was done over I-35 over the Brazos by McLean Stadium. And we'll tie into that and just continue that theme all the way down to 12th Street. And that'll be really good.
We are visiting with the mayor of Waco, Kyle Deaver, a two-time Baylor graduate, on the program today. And there's some very specific partnerships between Baylor University and the city of Waco and also other academic institutions in town. I'd like to just kind of get your thoughts on some of these things like Startup Waco, the Solid Gold Neighbor Program through Baylor External Affairs. If we could delve into those a little bit, starting with Startup Waco. I know that's something that's near and dear to your heart.
Sure, sure. Yeah, Startup Waco is really taking a very conscious look at the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Waco. And Startup Waco kind of grew out of a partnership that the Baylor and the city of Waco went into. And then we got the chamber involved. The chamber went to Nashville on an intercity visit and visited their co-working space there, and it really energized the chamber and specifically the chamber's president to come back and dig into this. And so it has evolved to include a really great board that is very diverse, that is looking at the entrepreneurial ecosystem both from a tech type startup and non-tech, and trying to bridge the gap and help with equity in our economy, trying to look at how we can work with businesses on Elm and other areas of East Waco and South Waco to help them enter and play in the business economy in Waco in a more significant way, and try to remove some of those barriers that they are currently facing. Baylor has been a really significant part of that effort. Jeremy Vickers is involved in that and several of these other programs. He's been a tremendous asset to our community. Really glad that Baylor has brought him to Waco. And there's so much opportunity in downtown and in our entrepreneurial ecosystem. And Startup Waco is that ecosystem. We've got a new co-working space downtown called Hustle. And there is a new CEO for Startup Waco that is coming to town in the next couple of weeks. Really excited about bringing him in. So I think you'll start to really hear and see a lot about that as we go forward.
Maybe this is an obvious question, but worth diving into. You know, when you sit in a community, when you have that sense of it's a good place to do business, when you have local people, you know, starting their own businesses, finding support for that, what can that do for a neighborhood and a community as a whole when it is friends and neighbors, people you go to church with, who own some of the businesses that you do business with?
Yeah, I think that's a unique thing about living in a city the size of Waco, is that you really do get to know the other members of the business community and the community at large. And I just think it enriches the experience and gives I love living here and working here, and I think more and more people are coming to Waco and finding that experience, and it's exciting. Like I said before, you can just feel the buzz in Waco right now. And certainly Magnolia and Chip and Joanna have had a big effect on that. In a lot of ways, they've just kind of shown the world what a great place Waco is. And so that's been a real blessing, and it's just great to see that finally getting the PR in a good way for the city of Waco and the community of Waco.
Visiting with Mayor Kyle Deaver, mayor of the city of Waco and a Baylor graduate here on Baylor Connections. You mentioned Jeremy Vickers and Baylor University External Affairs. One of those new programs is the Solid Gold Neighbor Program. From the city's perspective, what are the possibilities with that?
So we're excited about that. That is an outgrowth of the Anchor Institution work that's been going on for the last 4 years or so. We visited as a group Tulsa University. They have a program there called True Blue Neighbor, and this was it evolved from that as well. We took some of the best things that they were doing in True Blue Neighbor, and you know, it's I just think one really good thing about it is that it gives branding to the good work that Baylor is doing in our community, and it also recognizes the fact that Waco is the neighbor to Baylor. And I think it lays the groundwork for a lot of great work that can be done. Like I said, I mean, it's a great foundation. There is tremendous opportunity for both Baylor and Waco to work together. And we could look around the nation and see other great examples of things that will fit perfectly into our community.
Another example that you referenced earlier would be the BRIC, the Baylor Research and Innovation Collaborative. It's been really growing for a few years now, that partnership between Baylor and the city and other institutions as well. What impact are you seeing that have?
You know, I think that is such an untapped, we are just beginning to tap the resources that are available there. The building itself is beautiful, and it is a perfect environment for scientific work. It was built during World War II, and it was built to withstand bomb blasts. So as a result, you've got vibration-proof flooring, which would be really, really expensive to duplicate now. So it's really been a neat transition to see that building put into play. And I think we're just beginning to see the effects of what can come out of that. And what we're hoping to see and working towards seeing is startups, tech startups that work in that space, then moving into permanent space in the city of Waco. And so we're working with various companies to try to do that. And as that starts to get in play, I think we start to see real benefits in the city from that.
We are visiting with Mayor Kyle Deaver, and Mayor Deaver transitioning a bit now as we look back at about 3+ years for you as a mayor of the city of Waco heading into your 4th year. As you look back at this time, what are some of the ways, the areas of growth, not just at Baylor, but just in the city, not just in your work with Baylor, but in the city as a whole, that you're most proud of for the present and future of the city?
You know, I think seeing downtown come back to life and the development that has and is going to happen along the river, you know, that's been in my 4 years on the council before being mayor and then 3 years as mayor. Those things have been really top of our work, trying to get the get all of that happening. And that happens not as a result of city government. It is city government's job to kind of shepherd that through and not get in the way and try to create an environment where people and businesses can thrive in downtown. And I feel like we're doing that. The construction of the promenade project, which is right there on the river, is expected to happen and start before the end of this year. We've had environmental cleanup issues and all of that has taken longer than expected, but they're moving full steam ahead at this point, and the developer is. And so that's going to be a really exciting. And I think just like McLean Stadium changed, was a really dynamic force that changed things along the river, so will this project be. And I just think you'll start to see things continue to roll out. And we've got a lot of new hotels that are in the works that are going to be very nice properties downtown Waco. We've got three new hotels that are going in just on the other side of the river, which is wonderful for economic development on that side of the river. All of those are geared to use both the Riverwalk and our convention center. And so we're getting all the pieces in place. One of the significant things that we did a couple of years ago was complete the Riverwalk from Franklin Avenue to McLean Stadium on the east side of the river, which created a continuous loop all the way around from the pedestrian bridge at Baylor all the way down to the Herring Bridge in Cameron Park. And so that kind of thing just helps our community's way of life, and people are using that pedestrian area like they never have before. And so all of that just creates vibrance downtown, and that's what we're trying to achieve. The other thing that I will say we're working on, and I'm proud that we're working on, we got a long way to go, is equity and inclusive development. As we development is about to really occur in a major way on the other side of the river from downtown, on along Elm Avenue and on either side of Elm Avenue. And as we do that, we want to do that as thoughtfully as we can. We don't want to impede development. And at the same time, we want to avoid as much negative gentrification as we can. And so the council is really working hard with other organizations like the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce, the African American Chamber of Commerce, and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, more so along LaSalle. We have the same issues. And so we're trying to work with those organizations and others to do this in the best way possible, because we're just in such a growth mode that if we don't look at this hard right now, we'll look up and all of those neighbors will have been completely displaced, and it will not feel at all the same as it has historically. And so trying to find the right balance there has been one of our challenges.
An eye towards the health, but a holistic
exactly.
health for that side.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
We are visiting with Mayor Kyle Deaver on Baylor Connections. And Mayor Deaver, as we head into the final few moments of the program, I want to ask you a little bit about your Baylor experience, something we haven't got to talk about with you yet. First off, I'm curious, obviously a business degree and a law degree, so it makes sense, Deaver and Deaver. You'd
right.
work with your brother, have a law firm. But what about the public service side of things? Did Baylor play a role in maybe moving you in that direction eventually?
You know, I think it probably did. My family has done public service. I think that was certainly a large factor in me wanting to do public service. Honestly, my time at Baylor University was just wonderful. But one of the things I got the most out of was my participation in my fraternity and the service work that we did in our fraternity. And that's where I learned some of my leadership abilities, if I have any. Some of those that came from there. Yeah, Baylor has been a big part of my life, and you know, watching my kids go through Baylor and they're now adults, but their experience at Baylor was so rewarding, and it was just made me really, really happy. And they certainly came out of Baylor with a servant leader mentality, And I think Baylor is much more intentional about that now than they were when I was in school.
Obviously, your children came here. What are some of the ways you've maybe most enjoyed being able to stay close to your alma mater, whether it be through involvement with something or sports or what have you?
Well, one of the things we like to do the most is sailgate to the Baylor football games.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's we have done that for almost every game. I think there was one or two where we had really bad weather and weren't able to do that. But the ability to come down that river and go to a football game and spend time with family watching the football game has been a really special treat.
Visiting with Mayor Kyle Deaver. And one question I have for you, we talked about the fact, you know, you work at the law firm of Deaver and Deaver. You know, Waco has a unique setup in which the mayor continues to work in other jobs. What's that balance? What's that balance like? That would seem like there's some challenges involved that you have to navigate.
Well, don't ask my brother John about that.
Okay.
he's had to and has very willingly carried a large burden of our practice while I've done this. And he's also very involved with the community. He's president of the Business League, and he's involved in Creative Waco. So he's got his own set of civic service that he does. But we just have to juggle it. And that's one of the challenges for mayor in Waco is you kind of have to have a very flexible job in order to do both.
Mm-hmm. Also a question for you now as we head into 2020. What's ahead as you look ahead towards 2020? Any specific goals or plans ahead? We talked about it more broadly, but as you look ahead to this next year, it's kind of hard to believe we're saying 2020.
Yes,
it's almost here, but it is here in just over 3 months. So what does that look like for you?
Well, I think for me, I will finish my term in May of 2020 and will not run again after that. So I'm looking forward to being able to get back and spend a little more time with my business and my family. But for the city, I think one of the most important things is that we have that construction of that development on the river going strong by the middle of 2020, and that we have really focused on some specific goals and action items on this equity and strategic inclusive development issue so that we can move that forward past the time that I'm mayor. And do a good job on that over the next few years, because it will happen quickly, and that's a real opportunity, and it's also a threat if we don't do it right.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing and seeing more about that, and hopefully whether it's Jeremy Vickers or others getting status updates and learning more about that. Well, we appreciate that and appreciate your time very much here. And again, congratulations on the Founders Medal and being able to accept that. Neat that you were able to do that here for Baylor. That's something that people would like to learn more. They can Google Baylor Founders Medal, City of Waco, and learn more about that. But Mayor Deaver, we know you're very busy. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate that.
Mayor Kyle Deaver, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other Baylor Connections programs online at baylor.edu/connections. Thanks for joining us here on Baylor Connections.